Welcome back to People of Tech, the podcast where we explore the humans shaping tomorrow's technology and the technologies reshaping what it means to be human. Today's guest is, and I hope I get that right, Onimar Izitol, AI strategist, innovation and transformation leader at Adidas, and someone who has personally lived through multiple major waves of tech evolution. From the moment mobile phones entered everyday life, all the way to today's era of artificial intelligence. Onimar has been building, advising, and leading from inside global organizations. In our conversation, he shared how he navigated his career into AI strategy, the key skill shifts that opened doors for him, and what young people should focus on if they want to work in AI. We also go deeper than career talk. We explore how creative AI really is, where human creativity still matters, and whether human will still play a meaningful role in an AI-powered future. Let's dive in. Hi, welcome to our podcast, our first podcast in English.
Thanks for inviting me.
How would you explain AI to students who hear the first time in three sentences?
Three sentences. Okay, wow. Interesting. I think I would explain maybe for students, it kind of becomes your life partner or life assistant. I do speak with a lot of students out there in terms of what they think about AI and how they're using it. And somebody told me, it's like, yeah, it's my life assistant. I use it every day for, you know, deciding maybe what to wear or what to eat, which is, I think, is very interesting.
I think that makes a lot of sense. I never thought about like life assistant. I think when you hear AI, it's more just ChatGPT do my homework. But yeah. You're totally right. And what's your current job title?
So officially, my job title is, product manager, platform engineer. Unofficially, because we don't have the titles yet within our organization at Adidas, you could consider it like an AI transformation specialist or even an AI strategy lead.
And what did you originally study?
Oh, okay, interesting one. I studied computer science. Went through and learned about this. I'm pretty old, so so I studied things like Fortran and C++, you know, before all these Python things came out. I'm really not doing any of that right now. So,
do you think your job would exist if AI didn't?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I do other things besides AI, obviously. But tech enablement, I think, is still important in the, let's say, digital workplace today. So there still needs to organizations, like even in fact, our organization still needs it because we still have to help people understand and adopt technology, whether it's AI or I don't know what's going to be the next AGI or something like that.
And what would you say were your key steps in your whole career path?
Key steps. Ah, that's a good one. So I was there in, three transformational or pivotal moments in, let's say, tech history, right? So I was working in the transformation when companies started moving from, let's say, BlackBerries to iPhones to Android devices to, you know, when you had these devices, when you had these iPhones and Androids, the movement or the transformation from working on your computer to working on apps, working in apps actually on your devices. And you can't live without it now, right? I was there when they transformed or they pivoted over to cloud. So I helped with this movement of data from things that exist on your computer to things that exist on the cloud. Then here we are with AI. You know, I'm at this moment now where it's, you know, being adopted in organizations. It's being adopted, you know, in the schools as well too. You're using it for purposes, different purposes. I mean, look at the calculator too, back in the day, right?
Yeah. Totally. And can you give an example where human AI collaboration took things to the next level?
Yes. I mean, I use for myself, I use it to design potential human AI collaborations, right? So it's an important aspect of my role because we're positioning AI in our organization not as a replacement for humans. You know, we're looking at AI as a collaborator for people in the workforce, people in the workplace. So that's my own examples. What do I do with it? I think about, you know, how do I, let's say if I have a training, a training plan, how do I position or how do I word it so that it resonates or it makes sense for people in business? Because I'm from tech and usually I'm speaking technolese, right? And people don't understand me. Right?
I see.
So I have to transform whatever information, whatever training that I have so that it resonates with whoever the intended audience is.
And do you think it was hard?
AI makes it easy. It makes it easy, but, you know, it's not the only, you know, I don't use AI just to, you know, I don't use AI raw, as they say, right? So I don't take the content that AI produces and then, okay, I'm going to go and present it. It's more like I take the content that AI produces, then I refine it. And if you use AI quite a lot, you'll see that it gives you everything. You know, you ask a simple question and it gives you like just a very expanded, sometimes even ugly response. And you as a human, it's your responsibility actually to go over there and refine it to make it to make it relatable to other people.
I would like to go more into that responsibility. Mm-hmm. Do you think... first question, do you think we have to spread this mindset of responsibility and to be precise? Mm-hmm. I hope that's right. Yeah. To be precise, right. Do you think what skills are needed, especially for students or in school, to have that responsibility mindset?
Okay, we're talking about AI's responsibility and AI ethics. Yes, it is an important aspect of using AI. There's a lot of things that you can do with it right now, right? You can do fantastic, wonderful things with AI. It comes up with elegant ways to write things. It can also do bad things, right? I, as a, let's say, even an AI researcher, I try to push the boundaries. I try to make it do bad things. And that helps me understand, okay, what are the things that I need to teach either our users or employees? Also, what are the things that I know about the dangers about AI that I need to teach even my son? I have a 4-year-old, right? So he's starting to actually use AI now, or I'm guided AI usage. And it's my responsibility as his parent to ensure that he knows where the dangers are, right? If we let AI do as it pleases, it doesn't, but if we let AI do as it pleases, where's our humanity?
True. Do you think AI will boost our workflow to the point where we end up working fewer hours each day?
100%. It already is doing that. So the tools that we use today, the tools that we've put out to employees, have allowed us to save more hours of the day, right? The question is, what do you do with those hours? And this is a question that we ask ourselves. So we, in our testing and in our studies and in our research in our organization, we found that AI in itself is saving us 2 to 3 hours per week, and that's very conservative. What we're trying to find out now is, what do you do with those hours? Is it going to be self-care? Because I think that's important for us at Adidas to make sure that we have the proper mindset. Or is it we're going to go and drink more coffee? You know? that could potentially be part of self-care. But yeah, AI doesn't definitely make us more efficient. And that gives us time to maybe focus on things that are more valuable to us personally and from the perspective of work.
I see. And would you say AI can be creative? Like, could it invent something totally new, something as groundbreaking as Germany's soccer cleats in the year 1954 World Cup? I did my research.
How do you know we're not already doing that? We have a secret underground lab, which we actually do have a secret underground lab at Adidas. Will it do these creative things for us? To an extent, it at this point in time, for the technology we have today, to an extent, yes, it will take over some of these creative things. However, the things that make us human is going to be difficult for AI to do. You know, things like being creative, how you feel, your emotions. AI cannot replicate these things today. Can it replicate it tomorrow? Maybe. But yeah, I mean, part of what makes us human is our creativity, our feelings, our senses, our experiences. And this is something that AI cannot take away from us right now.
Period. Yeah. And what's one job role you've ended up working with that you never thought about be a part of, like, an AI team?
What's one job role?
Like, are they only techies or people from the tech area, or also like something that has nothing to do with tech?
Yeah, it's, I mean, the people that are using AI today in our workforce, everybody's using it. Or let's say when we did our piloting, let's say about 2 years ago, we didn't limit it to just the tech people to test out. We expanded it out throughout our entire organization, all the way from the Duale students. We gave them, you know, a chance to test it out, all the way to executives. They were testing out AI. The feedback was fantastic because they give us a really wide range of understanding of, you know, who's using it, how do they like it, do they not like it, do they find value, is it interesting for them?
I see. And what's been your biggest mistake when it comes to AI or working with AI? Is there any?
Yeah, of course. There's definitely mistakes, and that's a great thing. You know, of course, fail fast, fail hard, iterate, right? And yeah, so we've definitely had missteps, false starts when piloting or starting with AI. And I think one of the things I can identify, which was, let's say, a false start, was focusing on I don't know if you call it the wrong metric, but we focused in on this quantitative metric, like trying to figure out, okay, what's the return on an investment of AI? And this was 2 years ago. We found out there's none, which was interesting because everybody always wants to say, I'm going to invest, I don't know, a million euros on technology. I expect to get 2 million back. But we could not quantitatively find that. And the also interesting part about this is we were working with 40, 60 other organizations that they could not find it in their testing as well, too. So that was the mistake in focusing on that type of return. I mean, Gen AI is not a completely different animal, but it's a different animal than AI that's been existing for over, 60 years or so. So instead, we're focusing on, let's say, people metrics. Not that we're tracking people. No, we're not. It's more about what kind of experiences people are having with AI. Does it make them happy? Does it reduce their cognitive load? Does it meet like these neurodivergent users?
Cool. And can you break down a term for me that I probably don't know, but that's really important, and how you use AI?
I guess if you're kind of new to AI itself, there's a lot of talk about maybe prompt frameworks. Of course, you can prompt the normal question, you know, normal questions. Tell me, you know, what kind of shoes I need to wear for this kind of sport. But there are techniques that you can use, like React, chain of thought, tree of thought, type of prompting. And this is the language of AI. Right. So that, I guess you could consider that one. From the research I've been doing, I've been researching on things like the, I call it the human AI collaboration or human helio centric model. And this is, I mean, that's just the research part about how humans can better collaborate with AI today and in the future.
I see. Okay, I think I got it.
I know I didn't explain it so well.
Do you think that 5 years from now, tens of thousands of people will be watching robot sports in the stadiums?
Yeah. Well, maybe that's a good thing. We already are, right? Robot Wars, if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're already doing that.
I never thought about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're already doing that today. Maybe the robots you're thinking about, like the R2-D2 type of robots fighting each other in stadiums or playing football against each other. I don't know if that would be so interesting for me. I mean, I'd rather see humans, you know, playing this type of, either playing basketball or football or whatever it is. That for me, that's more interesting rather than seeing robots playing football. Maybe in a Robot Wars kind of what do you call it, scenario, then yeah, that might be interesting.
when they play football, I think they should wear Adidas jerseys.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Do you think AI will bring the world closer together, or will it just create more divides?
I think it may prove to be a little bit. I think it'll get more divisive before it begins working together. The reason is because I don't believe everyone has the same view understanding of AI at this point in time. So everyone will form their own opinions, which is fine. I think we encourage that. Form your own opinions. My hope is that we will come together and have maybe a common understanding about how AI impacts our lives personally and, you know, professionally.
I see. So to our podcast, a lot of students, or especially high school students, are listening. Do you have any advice for people that want to work with AI on the whole tech world? Do you have something that they should bring to the whole thing or debate? Any advice?
If I had to, let's say, give advice to myself as a student, it's important to, of course, study the technology, understand what it does, but equally important is understand how humans use the technology. I think that's very important. That's missing that might be missing even in the tech field today. You know, when you have people in you know, like developers, I'm not trying to, you know, talk down to developers, be a developer, but also work on your people skills, work on your conversational skills. I think that's very important as businesses, you know, start using AI start using AI in their work. Maybe one thing I can leave you with that on as well is the students who, like, say, took English or liberal arts, they're probably the best people that know how to work and use AI today.
I love that so much. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being in my podcast.
Sure.
That's a wrap. Thank you.
Good.
Woo! Ich freue mich.
Okay. Are you English liberal arts or language major?
Maybe. We'll see. People of Tech ist ein Podcast von #iMakeAI, der KI-Initiative vom Wilms-Gymnasium Delmenhorst. Folgt uns, um keine Folge zu verpassen. Bewertet uns, wenn euch unsere Arbeit gefällt. Recherche und Beratung, Klaas Wiggers. Aufnahme und Schnitt, Matthias Barth. Und euer Host bin ich, Shenis Tiliak. Easy.